There's a great story. We like finding these stories. People who are, it's nothing to do with politics. It's nothing to do with staying home. It's nothing to do with COVID, although kind of it is. It's just a nice story. It'll make you feel good. There's a teacher who is building desks for kids because not when you're having to go to school at home, it's kind of a pain in the butt.
Maybe you don't have a workplace.
Set your laptop on your
lap.
If I could finish.
Not where it belongs.
On your lap.
Mm-hmm. So we've been trying to make something solid out of using 2x4s with a half inch or 3/4 inch plywood, and then having some friends and family come over and help us paint and stain them. We're working through our school system to distribute these in a private way.
Just trying to build a better community and show children out there that there are adults who care about them.
And that's a good thing, I think. Nate Evans is the 7th grade teacher, and he's the guy you just heard from. He is Mr. Desk Builder, and he's on the phone with us. Nate, you're doing a great thing. All of the kids are like, oh, now I don't have that excuse for doing my homework.
Yeah, take that away from him.
How are you? Good morning, man.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing well. How many desks have you? Well, let me back up. How did you get this idea? How did it start?
Quite honestly, driving down the road, heard a very brief news bit on the radio about some woodworker somewhere doing something. And
that was on our show, right? You just
damn, thanks for listening to the radio.
Yeah,
but I heard something about it, and it just felt this strong pull to, like, you've got the skills and woodworking skills to do that. I have a really small woodworking business. And we were making some stuff for arts and crafts kind of thing, and had a really good fall going, and just on a whim went to the store and bought a few $100 worth of stuff, and it just snowballed from there.
So you're a 7th grade teacher, but you're not like the wood shop teacher.
No.
I'm just a 7th grade literacy.
I teach reading and writing, and two things that a lot of kids don't want to do. So
two things I don't want to do. So, okay, it's just a hobby that you do, and you put them together. Where was the first one? What was the first person or school to receive them?
Actually, I had, because the story, the very first day I invited two or three guys over to help me, just like, hey, this is what I want to do. What do you guys think? And they came over on a Saturday morning, and we put together 13 that very first Saturday. That was all the material I had. Mm-hmm. And then it hit the news right away. Someone, Channel 5 here in Des Moines, had called me. We had maybe made one desk, and my phone rang. And they're like, we've already heard about your story. We want to come out and meet with you. And so our story hit the news the very first weekend.
Oh.
And so a lady had reached out and said, hey, I heard about what you're doing. Is there any way I could get a desk for my little boy? And they showed up that first Monday. We were already giving away. So the very first one was probably the most moving one. She had a little bit of money in her hand, and I didn't want to take it. And it's not about the money. And just to see the tears and joy in her eye. And then she sent me a little video of her little boy saying, thank you for my desk. And now I don't have to learn on the floor, and just the need that was there. And it just motivated me to do everything I could to keep up.
So with the first one, you couldn't have possibly imagined that. That's kind of what I suppose you hoped for, but
no. Yeah, it was one of those moments where it was like, I'm not crying, you're crying, you know. I can't believe it. I just touched these people's lives like that. And so it was a total God moment for me, kind of thing.
Yeah. Sure.
So.
Yeah. And it's funny, you know, the TV station, you know, when you see news happen, you take it straight to 7. Well, they could wait till you finish building them before they send the camera crew over. It's a good thing you didn't take the money, because when you see news, and he thought, what a nice gesture this started out as, now he's making money off of it. Right. We'll give you the details.
Yep.
How simple is the design? If you can make you can put out this many desks, you know, you got to make them strong enough. You got to make them.
Right. Right. No, I went with my design. I asked around and went with a couple of different things and kind of melded a couple of things together. And then just said, okay, what's the most economical and strongest design I can make, and fast. And I, cause there's a lot of people all over the country doing it, and I didn't know about them when we originally started. Now I do. I've talked to a lot of them, but, no, I just went with 2x4 designs. The small ones are the legs are 23 inches tall, and then the tops are 3/4 inches. So they're roughly 24 inches tall, which is about what you know, a small elementary class would be. The tables,
yeah.
And so just a nice little almost square rectangle table for them to sit at. And then I designed the tops to be how many tops can I get out of a sheet of plywood.
Okay,
makes sense. And so the tops are 32x24, and so I can get 6 out of each sheet of plywood. So I can get the biggest bang for my buck.
Sure.
To do that. Then we've since changed the tall ones to make it more economical. They're still extremely sturdy and very, very good, but we've made them a little smaller. They're just basically a taller version of the short one now.
This is Nate Evans, seventh grade teacher from Ankeny, who came up had this idea, got a hold of a bunch of his buddies, and started making desks over a weekend. Which one? And let's not use last names. Which one of your buddies was the first one to say, "Hey man, Nate, measure twice, cut once"? Which one?
Probably Paul.
Yeah, Paul. Yeah, I don't care for Paul. I don't like him. Tell Paul I cut
twice.
He's
actually helped me with some of the
measure once.
Yeah, I've had a couple of close calls that first time. I actually didn't grow up doing woodworking. I my grandfather was a Southern Baptist preacher and a carpenter. He built houses and stuff. But by the time I came around, he was retired, and my dad had grown up just absolutely being the youngest kid and hating having to be on the roof all summer long. And just swore up and down he would never make his kid do that, and he didn't. But I grew up around woodworkers. I just didn't grow up doing it. And then it wasn't until a few years ago that we started a little family business selling basically wood arts and crafts with one of my daughters as a job for her while she was in high school, and we did really well. After a football game in 2017, I got hit by a drunk driver that was running from the cops here in town, and it just kind of put me in a bad place for a couple of years. And then this summer, it just, the door opened up to start doing that again, and then this idea happened, and it's just been crazy ever since.
So when you're working, do you have a flashback to your grandpa?
I have, yeah. One day I was actually talking about him, and a Cardinal came into the garage for like 4 hours. He wouldn't leave the garage, and my wife came out, and she was like, "There's literally a Cardinal," because, you know, the whole thing. I didn't know that growing up, but here in the Midwest, you know, you got a Cardinal represent somebody that you love.
And
I'm talking about it. I'm talking about him and what he taught us when we were little. What little I remember, and it was, yeah. So I talk about him and my uncle a lot.
And before you knew that, you were reaching for a broom. Get out of here, you stupid broom! Yeah. And then your wife is like, No,
leave the Cardinal alone. Yeah, he literally hung out in our garage. He would not leave the garage for like 4 hours. It was pretty crazy.
And it was your grandpa, through the course of his woodworking, did he join the High Four Club? Do you know what the High Four Club is? Those are people
who
shop accidents.
No, he was
High
pretty,
Four.
Yeah, he was pretty safe.
Okay.
He was a pretty good guy.
I came this close to being in the High Four Club, but Mr. Kozlowski saved my finger when I was... and I still got the Golden Hammer Award, Industrial Arts, 1984. Yeah. So
there
I
you have it.
Pretty big deal.
11 minutes in before Michaels mentions the Golden Hammer
pretty
Award.
Pretty humble guy.
If you have that on the over-under, please collect at the ticket window.
Well, we've talked to a lot of people who are doing things like this, like you're doing, and we ask them all the same questions. So I'm going to ask you, does it... It makes those people feel good, but does it make you feel better?
I feel pretty good about what we've done, and I feel better that we're literally building community. Mm-hmm. You know, and we live in, we're lucky enough to live in a good home, in a good neighborhood, in a good town.
In a great
but
state.
I coming from the you know, I was in the Des Moines schools, and I love my students, and I love my old school. But, you know, I saw a lot of need every single day. And so I just knew that, I knew it was out there. It was just a matter of stepping out on faith and just like, okay, let's see what we can do. And now we're over 800 deaths later.
800.
Yeah, we're 806. I've got about 50 farmed out right now for guys putting together their own homes this weekend, and I've got another 50 or so in the garage that need to be put together this weekend. So, we'll be somewhere around 1,000 soon.
Starting to rival Santa's workshop.
Which one of your volunteers wants to be a dentist?
It's not just. I mean, you're building more than desks. Obviously, we don't need to, you know, hit symbolism over the head here, but you know, when you said community, that's really what you're helping create. The one question I have is, what kind of heartless bastard makes 800 desks and no chairs? What in the hell? I mean, I know economics is important, but ergonomics is just as important.
You know what, Dwyer? We're going to assign the chairs to Paul, the big mouth.
That's right.
Mr. Measure Twice, Cut Once, Paul.
He would actually know it. Yeah, well, quite honestly, like I said, you know, our little woodworking business was more of on the arts and crafts side of things. I had never built a piece of furniture until the summer. And the design came to me and just through working with things. I didn't own a Craig jig until this whole thing started. Uh-huh. And start putting things together. And then Craig is just up the road, and the Sommerfeld family from Ankeny as well, from this area, have been just very gracious to us and have helped us out quite a bit with different things. And then we've had Casey's General Stores send us a little bit of money, and we've had all kinds of hardware stores. The Home Depot here in town has just bent over backwards to help us. So, but we're hoping for some corporate sponsorships. Everything's out of my garage or someone else's garage at this point. So we're really hoping that we find a building soon. We've been asking around a lot.
So, speaking for the wives, they do too, because they'd like to get their cars back in there.
Yes. Now that's actually the standing rule is her car gets back, her van gets in the garage every night, no matter what. And so we move things around and get it all back together so that she can park in there at night. So that's kind of the rule. As long as that happens and she's not having to scrape off her windows, she's happy. So, but I know she's proud of me. I know my kids are proud of me. My oldest is in college at Iowa State, and my youngest is a seventh grader at the same school I teach at. So we've got four kids, and you know, so I've got to balance work, life, and this. So,
man,
it's been kind of crazy.
I could relate to your daughter. I went to high school at the same high school that my mom taught at. It was great and sucked all at the same time. Freshman year, I got thrown up against a locker. Said, "Hey, man, if you tell your mother we're smoking, you're dead meat." The good part was, "Mom, I need some lunch money." So,
well, I see him when I drop him off when we get there, and then I see him when I pick him up. It's a big school. We've got about 1,000 kids in the building. So he's on a different team on the other end of the building. So I seldom run into him,
but I do have
a couple of his friends in class, so I keep them in mind. But
we did the exact same thing. Mom would drop me off at the student entrance, and she would go and park in the teacher parking lot so that I didn't. Yeah, man. I hoofed it all the way from home. I didn't ride with the old lady. Sorry about your history grade, bro.
Well, it's an incredible thing that you were inspired to do, and when you are inspired to do something, that's cool. When it inspires other people to do it, that's—I don't even know what category that goes in. And from our conversation, I learned what a Craig jig was. So I feel it's a little.
It's what we use for the joints. For the joints, that sounds wrong, right? Doesn't it?
No, not at all.
No, man, I love it.
Not
preach,
on this show.
Totally preach, man. Shop guys.
The joinery.
Put
them all together.
That lets you put those angled screws in there. That's perfect. All right.
Starting to understand the arts and crafts side of your business, man.
we have had people reach out to us from literally all over the country, and now another country. There's a guy in Canada that reached out to me the other day and said, I saw your design. Can you give me the cut list? And we want to do that here in Ontario.
Wow.
And there's a guy in Helena, Montana that picked up he liked our design a lot and has picked it up and just ran with it. He's done over 200 already. There's somebody in Texas and now somebody in, he from? Philadelphia, Philly.
Okay.
So that's cool too.
What can listeners do to help you out? Do you need money? Do you need...
Woodworking with a Purpose. We've got a fundraiser on there. There's also what we call a Flip Cause, which is a tax-deductible donation. We are actually, we have a fiscal sponsor, so we are what we consider a core cause under Core Foundation, which is out of the D.C. area, and they are the nonprofit. They have the nonprofit status that we come under their umbrella, and we can receive tax-deductible donations through them.
Okay.
So all that information is on Woodworking with a Purpose on Facebook. And if they want to contact us directly to get an address to send a huge donation, then that's great. or there's a, like, whatever. But we have a need. You know, Central Iowa has nearly a million people. And, you know, if you consider the tens of thousands of kids here, my goal was to just help community. But really, it's just putting a bigger value on education that, yes, they may have to learn from home. But even when the pandemic's over, they'll still have a place that they can go to that's their own place to grow and learn.
Mm-hmm.
So no matter what, you know, whether they're in school or they have a place to do their homework. So, I just want to help kids. That's why I got into teaching. And this was just a way to do that and use some skills that I had that had nothing to do with teaching, but now does. So
right on. And this started how long ago? When was the first one built?
We started September 26th was the first Saturday. So it's not even been 4 months yet. Yeah. We'll be somewhere around 1,000 by the time we get to the fourth month mark.
Good for you. All right. Yeah. I appreciate you sharing your story with us. And let's get her side of the garage cleaned up, sweeping too. And let the bird back in, brother.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, thank you guys so much for sharing our story. God bless you guys, and have a great day. I appreciate your call.
All right. Thanks. We appreciate you. Have a good day. See ya.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Oh, he's going to be late for class, right? We had to be done with him by quarter after.
Are you the teacher? You can be
Nate,
late.
Do you need us to write you a late slip? Do you need a note or anything to go to school? Are you good?
I got to find out if my seventh grader's out of bed.
All right. See you, man.
See you.
Have a good day.
All right. We'll
Bye.
See you guys.
Yeah, you're the teacher. You don't have to show up if you don't want to.
Oh, man. You're not going to get tenured with that attitude. Desk boy.